Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. At Dell, remote workers cut off from promotions and advancement. Dell has had a hybrid working culture in place for more than a decade, long before the pandemic struck, with some employees at Dell indicating that before 2020, approximately 10% to 15% of every team was working remotely. But in keeping with a trend we've seen over the last year, back in February, Dell introduced a strict return-to-office mandate with punitive measures for those who want to continue to work from home. Under the new policy, staff were told that from May 2024, almost all workers will be classified as either hybrid or remote. Hybrid workers will be required to come into an approved office at least 39 days per quarter, the equivalent of about 3 days a week, according to reports. Employees can also opt to be fully remote, but that option comes with a downside. Fully remote workers will not be considered for promotion or will be able to change roles internally. This amounts to effectively stagnating the careers of remote workers at Dell. The internal memo states, for remote team members, it is important to understand the trade-offs. Career advancement, including applying to new roles in the company, will require a team member to reclassify as hybrid on-site. In a statement, a Dell spokesperson said, in-person connections paired with a flexible approach are critical to drive innovation and value differentiation. This approach differs from Dell's previous support for its remote workers. In 2021, Dell CEO and founder Michael Dell said that the company's expanded home working culture was absolutely here to stay. The billionaire later criticized companies that were enforcing strict return-to-office mandates, even writing on LinkedIn, quote, "If you are counting on forced hours spent in a traditional office to create collaboration and provide a feeling of belonging within your organization, then you're doing it wrong." By 2022, the company approach still had not changed. A long-term ambition for Dell Technologies is that 60% of our workforce will operate remotely on any given day. But in March 2023, Dell started to change its policies with a new mandate ordering all staff living within an hour of its offices to come in at least 3 days a week, according to reports. Much research has noted, while senior executives somehow think that people in the office are more productive than at home, there's no real evidence to back that up. Often there is a pack mentality at play, with tech companies trying to follow what everybody else is doing, rather than continue with what has worked for them. Some employees also say that Dell's claims about fostering in-person connection do not add up, because teams at Dell are often spread around the US and even other countries. That means that even if commuting distances are feasible, many won't be able to collaborate face-to-face with their teams at the same office anyway. Other Dell employees have said they believe the new measures are a way to push some employees out, a phenomenon known as quiet firing. If workers are unwilling or unable to relocate to meet the in-office requirements, decide to resign voluntarily, then Dell can achieve cost savings while not having to fork out expensive severance packages. Dell's move is one of the most abrupt and stark changes to remote work policies, largely introduced back when the pandemic struck. The outcomes of this policy change will contribute to the debate over the future of work and whether working culture will evolve for good. We will continue to monitor and report on the important trends and issues around work flexibility and remote working here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.